where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this magnificent Monday, February 9th, 2026. I've got some other stories pulled up here that I wanted to talk about today's show. Kind of interesting that the governor's State of the State Union has not been announced yet. The address normally is done in January. But for some reason, it's now almost the third of the way through February and still haven't heard of when the State of the State address is going to be held. Kind of interesting what's going on. Well, one of the things that is also going on is this election, 2026. And because of the Secretary of State running as the presumptive front runner, as well as the budget process is underway right now for next fiscal year, 2027. They just got done with this year, 2026 budget back in October. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has said she wants the budget done by the state representatives and the state Senate and sent to her desk by June 30th. Well, the current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is running for governor and looks like she's going to be the presumptive nominee for the Democrat Party. Appearing at a forum with the other candidates, Republican Mike Cox, Independent former Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, and fellow Democrat Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, Jocelyn Benson said that the flat per pupil funding allowance, the way we're doing it, that process is broken. This one-size-fits-all funding model would be number one thing she would change if elected governor. Well, it was at the Michigan Education Association's MEA-hosted forum of gubernatorial candidates as part of the Teachers Union's winter conference held at the Detroit Marriott at the Renaissance Center. Participating with Benson, as I mentioned, Swanson, Duggan, and Mike Cox, the Republican. During last year's budget-making process, the legislature and Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed off on a $10,050 per pupil funding foundation allowance for public schools. This was a 4.6% increase from the previous fiscal year budget. Well, in participating in this forum, Benson said that's the one-size-fits-all funding model, and it's broken. It's combined with the fact that we have defunded our schools at a higher rate than any other state for three decades now. And this small amount of work that Democrats have done recently to restore some of that funding is far from what's needed to actually get to where we need to be to have excellent schools we all want. Of course, she's a Democrat. More money, more money, more money. While at the same time, less competition. She's upside down on this and she doesn't even realize it. But again, look at the place she was saying it. The Michigan Education Association. The teachers union. Of course they want more money. But here is an alternative that she thinks would be better. According to an Education Policy Innovation Collaborative, known as EPIC, which is affiliated with Michigan State University. The foundation allowance, they claim in their report, has fallen from 95% of state and local education revenues that was done during previous administration, previous years, 1994 to 1995. That was John Engler. Well, during the trifecta, with all the Democrats in charge of everything, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat-controlled House and Senate, 2023-2024, Benson says, according to this report, it was down to 67%. Meanwhile, the presence of categorical grants aimed at targeting higher-need students and districts have increased. They've actually increased their spending. Well, this decline of 23% from 2003 to 2014, EPIC reported that despite increases over just the past few years, when adjusted for inflation, per pupil funding revenues remain below the early 2000s. Benson also described a need for more transparent and accountable funding systems, so state-level assessments can be made on whether expenditures are delivering results that we need. The next Democratic gubernatorial nominee, Jocelyn Benson, because she's going to destroy Chris Swanson now that Gilchrist is out of the race, she's going to win. Listen to what she says about education. The goal is to build an equitable funding system designed to invest. Whenever you hear a Democrat say that word, it means spend your tax dollars in the unique needs, for example, of what an Alpena student needs versus what a Muskegon student needs. She explained it that it needs to be crafted with educators at the center of the table. Educators in public schools. Who are those? Union teachers. So she wants union teachers to be at the center of the table in coming up with these new equitable funding systems. Then she tried to tie it into her current position. Secretary of State Benson, gubernatorial candidate, Democrat, said, "It's similar to how I approached running our elections." What? Which has 83 counties and 1,500 municipal jurisdictions. Or even look at our Department of Motor Vehicles. You have to engage the people on the ground in constructing a model that is actually going to stay in place and work for every specific need of those jurisdictions. When asked if Michigan needs a new revenue generator for education, Benson said, "Yes, absolutely. I believe we need to do a top-to-bottom review of revenue generation in the state because we have many antiquated funding sources and models that don't just meet the needs of this economy or the people of today. When asked about creating new state revenue for education, independent candidate Mike Duggan took a different approach. Duggan's first answer was no. We don't need a different approach. First, you have to put back the $1.3 billion that the voters voted for in 1994. What? He explained that the government shouldn't go back to the public asking them for raising the revenue after it siphoned money from the Proposal A of 1994. Remember the 2 cent increase tax in sales taxes when we went from 4% to 6%? Well, instead, the government should go back and live up to its words. In 5 years, I'm going to phase that money back in. Now, why did he say 5 years? Well, because the first term elected governor, he would only be governor for 4 years. So it would take him being reelected to finish the job in its fifth year. Very smart for him to plant that seed. Duggan's vision for education funding is to restore the money the legislators have redirected away from the school aid fund over the last 5 years, also reducing the state general fund budget, which is spent on other forms of government spending and programming, by 2% a year. As far as creating new sources of state revenue overall, Duggan said there's no need to focus on all of that. Right now, there's a whole lot more that can be done with the money we already have. If you look at what I did in the city of Detroit in 12 years, I didn't raise taxes. In fact, during the last 3 years, I cut property taxes by 5 mils total. While the Republican Mike Cox took a swing at Duggan during the forum, saying that he supported Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm in the 2000s when she was the one that first diverted the funds away from education. Because we were getting money increased and dishing funds into the Detroit Medical Center. Who was the president of the Detroit Medical Center back then, 2004-2012? That's right, Mike Duggan. Good research, Mike Cox. It's a good way to hit them right where it counts. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, just wrapping up this forum that the Detroit Marriott Renaissance Center event, Michigan Education Association Teachers Union, held with Benson, Democrat, going to be the nominee for the Democrats for governor, independent Mike Duggan, as well as Mike Cox, the Republican, that was there on the forum stage. That was kind of interesting because the independent, the Democrat, and the Republican, they together, along with Benson's counterpart, Chris Swanson, appeared on the stage. Well, Duggan got hit by Mike Cox because of Jennifer Granholm back in the day in the 2000s, diverting funds away from education, putting funds into the bailout of the Detroit Medical Center. Mike Duggan was president of the medical center from 2004 to 2012. It had funding issues, and that's what they did with it. But one issue that came up is the Governor Gretchen Whitmer pipe dream that she's been able to get funded since the Democrats had the trifecta 2023-2024 was free lunches and breakfasts. Duggan, the independent, Benson, and Swanson, the other Democrat, all supported the continuation of ensuring students free breakfasts, and school lunches in future budgets. Well, the Republican Mike Cox said he would not give free lunch and breakfasts to the children of rich people. I would not give it to any of the children of any of us on this stage. We have the means to pay for it. Because if we give free breakfasts and lunches to all students, that's less money for the children who really need it. Interesting. Well, Cox's remarks were not received warmly by the teachers' union crowd, who stirred when he explained he would opt into President Donald Trump's federal tax credit offering households up to $1,700 in non-refundable credits for donations supporting scholarships to non-public schools. Whoa. He actually had the guts to say that? Dude, did you not know who you were talking to? Or were you just standing up on your principles? Because I've been calling for that for a long time. Cox says, I want to restore accountability. Permitting teachers to give zero scores on students for non-submitted homework assignments instead of them being in the business of managing behavior and not teaching the facts. Furthermore, he wants to follow Mississippi's learning model, including the third grade retentions if the pupils, the student scores aren't efficient. He said he knows he won't be endorsed by the MEA, but that's okay. When asked about the other Republican candidates for governor not appearing today, Cox says, I think it says that I have the cojones and they don't. If you want to be governor of Michigan and you're afraid to talk to MEA members, what the hell are you doing running for governor if you're going to be that thin-skinned? Those of you, the union members out there, want to boo at me or laugh at me, that's okay. I'm right and you're wrong. Oh, good one, Mike Cox. I want to have him on the show. This is good stuff. Well, the other Democrat that doesn't have a snowball chance of beating Benson, Sheriff Chris Swanson, received several rounds of applause from the crowd when he described his proposal to have Michigan switch to education budgets every 2 years instead of annually. Yeah, I've been calling for that for a long time as well. He celebrated the audience, calling education the baseline of economy, health care, and families. Now, this is where he's trying to buy their endorsement. Swanson said, equipping you with the highest level of bonuses causes retention. Bonuses in education tied to areas where we need qualified teachers. We need to bring you back to the front line as a profession and pay you as the professionals that you are. That's called catering, Chris. Catering Chris Swanson. That's what I'm going to call him. Well, you may as well drop out now because Benson's got this locked up. You're not going to beat her in the Democratic primary on August 4th. Not unless she's in jail. There's some stories bubbling from Washington that because of her refusal to provide information about our qualified voter files, if she doesn't respond and if she loses in court, she will provide the records, or she could actually be facing jail time according to federal election laws. So we'll see how that all plays out. Pretty interesting forum down there in Detroit. And Republican Mike Cox is the only one that was willing to go on stage and tell them what they didn't want to hear. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way